The Beautiful Words, written by Vanessa McCausland and read by Tanya Schneider. Sometimes the words were light, like tissue paper. She could feel them brush her skin, a sweet caress. Other times they were dark and heavy, stones or rotting bones to be carried deep in your gut. Sylvie didn't know if other people experienced words like she did. She assumed everyone held a word in their mind and felt its tiny pulse, felt them under their skin, in their eyes, pricking to tears. Sylvie had long ago found the word to describe what she was, a logophile. The list of her beloved words sat in her heart like a balm. Elixir. Lullaby. Eloquent. Pristine. Ethereal. But it wasn't just words. Everyone thought her job was boring. Don't you get depressed going into people's homes after they've died? You're too smart to be a cleaner. But they didn't understand what she really did, which was to find people's stories. Stories were hidden everywhere if you only cared to look, to listen. She collected the stories of the dead like an archaeologist digging up treasures. Everyone had one. They were hidden in the bags of clothing Sylvie emptied from wardrobes, the shoeboxes she found at the back of cupboards, filled with letters, even in the piles of unpaid bills to be cleared from tabletops. She couldn't bear for the stories to be lost. She'd read once that stories only survived 3 generations, and then they were gone, blown away by the winds of time. The proof? What does anyone know of their grandmother's mother? Sylvie opened the front door to the smell of wilting flowers. Houses decayed so fast without their people in them. She took a deep breath and then stepped inside. Discovering someone's world gone cold always made her heart ache until she got to know them a little better, until she found their warmth, their essence. She stepped into the light-filled room, and the bay windows drew her gaze. The ocean, the sky, and lining the walls, books. Dozens and dozens of books. This was a special world. And by the looks of the room, filled with flowers now fading on their stems, a special lady. She took her notebook out of her pocket and wrote, Sylvia, 91, lover of books, gazer over oceans, my namesake. Sylvie's mother had named her Sylvia at birth, but somewhere along the line, Sylvie's name had morphed. It was funny how people always found the names that suited them. She brought in her bucket of supplies and cardboard boxes and placed them carefully on the thick cream carpet. She was meant to wear covered shoes, but she found herself easing her feet out of her sand shoes to feel the soft pile. Bare feet sometimes felt too familiar, but already it was as though she knew Sylvia. The family had stripped the house of valuables, and it was Sylvie's job to